I felt pretty good the whole time. Murph and I were really on the same page about everything. We put together some good at-bats. I just tried to stay within myself and try to, sink and cut at the bottom of the zone, which is normally what I do, and left a couple pitches up, and these hitters are going to take advantage of those mistakes. So just try to minimize those and keep moving forward.
Few hits in the first couple innings came in two strikeouts, maybe after the inning that hit 0-2. Was there anything that you could pinpoint just in terms of not putting those at-bats away?
Yeah, I think it was just slowing down. Really analyzing the situation of an 0-2 count. Really need to put that guy away. I left a slider up, and as I said before, good hitters are going to take advantage of those mistakes, and I made too many of those tonight. So big thing is just try to stay within yourself and try to slow down and not let the moment get too big and breathe and try to take pauses from each outing and just move forward.
To that aspect specifically, what kind of challenge is that when you see Vlad Guerrero standing in the box trying to keep your heart rate controlled and a guy who's you've just seen all over the highlight reel all week?
Yeah, he's a big league hitter and I'm a big league pitcher, so I try to think of everyone as lefties and righties instead of Vlad Guerrero and Bogachev and these guys. But he's a good hitter. I left a cutter up and he took advantage of it. He put a good swing on it. So and like I said, good hitters will do that. So like I said, just try to minimize mistakes and let my defense work, keep the ball on the ground, and it should be better. Yeah, he looks good in blue. It's always fun to face a teammate like that, especially when I was part of that core group and such a role model for all the younger guys. So I'm glad he looks happy. I wish him nothing but the best.
Thanks,
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm.